Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am Isman Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Today, God is trying to tell you something, and He's going to tell you, if you allow Him. Praise the Lord. Got a wonderful show, program today. You can stop there. It's listen to yourself. Do you ever hear a voice in your head telling you, no, this is not a good idea? How about just at that last moment, you hear that same voice saying, stop, that person needs your help. The voice of the Lord is in every brain, every mind, every head, every person. We all hear Him, the Holy Spirit. Listen to yourself. Hebrews 3:7, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, if ye will hear His voice, yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Join us today and listen to yourself, because God is trying to tell you something. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to start off with a prayer right now. That, Lord, I just pray right now for everyone listening in Jesus' name, that you just bless their life, Lord. That I ask, Lord, right now in Jesus' name, that you cover them with your blood and you protect them, Lord. In Jesus' name, that the only way that, the only one that can, the only way that, you can, Lord, in Jesus' name, no one can but you, Lord. Your protection, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Bless those, Lord. I know that things are going on in their hearts and their lives. And maybe have loved ones that are suffering from some ailment of some sort. And they're praying that they be made well. And I ask in Jesus' name that your blood flow right now through the Holy Spirit, Lord. Through their bodies, Lord. Healing them, Lord, in Jesus' name. If you have someone out there that's heavy on your heart and you know that they're going through something, put them on your mind right now. Allow the Lord just to bless their lives in the way that they need it. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God is good, is He not? He's wonderful. Just wonderful just to talk about the Holy Spirit, to talk about Jesus, knowing that His love is just so strong and so awesome and so much more than any of us could. I could never love you, or you could never love me as much as Jesus loves us, because He just loves us in spite of who we are, in spite of what we do. He loves us. He has that hope that we're going to do His will, praise the Lord, and prosper because of it. And not so much in this world that we will, but a heavenly prosperity. Praise the Lord, our rewards in heaven. I always say that my rewards are stored in a vault in heaven. People want to tip me sometimes at my job for things that I do, and I tell them that the Lord pays me, the Lord tips me. Praise Jesus. The right thing to do is what we don't feel like doing right now. Tomorrow is always better to make that easy change. You know, I know I need to, but just one more week, then I'll change. I'll stop doing that, but sadly, that week or day never comes. Day after day, after week, after month, after year, after decade, and still the same, never having jumped over that hurdle, still stuck in the past and don't even know it. But the distractions of this world have kept us off guard. Our perception has weakened, and evil is lurking. But do you hear the warnings? Praise Jesus. Let me tell you something, that there are two heavenly-minded connections we all are born with. Every one of us, since the beginning of time. The first is this, is we know, as soon as we're able to think on our own, just past toddler age, we know there is a higher power than us. Look at every civilization that's ever been on this earth throughout time. All have worshipped a higher God. Every one. So first, we know that there is a God. And second, we're all born with the ability to hear the Holy Spirit. You know, we see it in cartoons and in movies, you know, like the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. You know, the voices of right and wrong, you know. But that is really, it's a caricature of the actual thing of what really is happening, that the Holy Spirit really does speak to you. The devil really does try to entice you. And you have your own thoughts in there and your own conscience. And the thing is to realize who's who. Realize that when the Lord is talking to you, to know that that's Him. To not have that doubt and to act on it. And the more we act on it, the more He talks to us, the more things He gives us to do. Get that ball rolling and realize that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit, Jesus is talking to you through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is living in you. If you're saved and you have the Lord in your heart and you're truly saved, you have the Holy Spirit with you, the Comforter. Listen to the one always telling you, that voice always telling you things to do, the right thing to do. Whenever you hear this, and you know the big thing is when we're gonna sin. That's when you can really, you know, if you think that the Lord doesn't talk to you, if you're preparing to sin, you're getting ready to do something you shouldn't be doing, stop and listen. Then you're gonna hear Him. Then you go, okay. See, you're going to realize that there's a pattern, that the more you listen, the more the Holy Spirit talks. That voice from heaven. Most have no idea what they can do in this life for the Lord if they only listen to instructions. So let's look at Matthew 10:19-20. But when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you the same hour of what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. He gives you the words. And Matthew is telling you right there in New Testament, the Holy Spirit gives you the words to say. I know that when I'm up against someone and it's to help them and the Lord is involved and He has me there for that moment, I never have to worry about what to say. If someone says, will you pray for me, I never have to think about what words I'm going to say, because I just surrender to the Lord. I surrender to the Holy Spirit and I let Him give me those words. And a lot of times I feel like I'm this third person on the side going, wow, I never thought about it like that, as I'm talking. But that's the Holy Spirit, and the more you do it, I'm telling you, the more you listen, the more He's going to use you, because the Lord wants to use you more than you could ever realize. He's got endless work for you to do. You know, it's just listening to Him. But praise the Lord, there's that reward for helping Him. Just knowing that you're doing something for the Lord, that feeling you get is just reward enough. But there's so much more that He has in store for you. And Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's a physical thing that there was witnesses that heard the Holy Spirit speaking through these people. They were talking languages as they never spoke before. In this instance that it's referring to, they're speaking languages of different nations, of those that are standing around and are hearing it. And the Lord did that for a reason, so they would see, my God, there's something to this higher power. There's something to Jesus. There's something to that, because this is, we're seeing a physical thing happen right before our eyes, and that changed the world from that moment on. God was with us from then on. Jesus is with us. He's living in us as the Holy Ghost. Praise God, the Holy Spirit. And he says when he's going to the cross, that after I'm gone, there'll be one that'll be here to comfort you, the Comforter. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints, but let them not turn again to folly. But He's saying that the Lord speaks, He speaks to His people. That's in Psalms 85. And in John 10:27, this is one that I just love this, and because we are His sheep. And John 10:27, He says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." So Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we're His sheep, and He says, "My sheep hear My voice." Faith comes by hearing. Hearing that word of God. And sometimes that word of God comes in many forms that He actually speaks to you. The audible voice, you hear it openly speak. Many people have heard Him openly speak to them. Most all of us hear Him speak in the form of the Holy Spirit in our mind. He speaks to us through scriptures, through other people. Sometimes we got something on our mind and our heart, and we don't know which way to turn. But we open up our Bible, and lo and behold, what we open it up to is a verse that was right there meant for us, specifically for what you're going through. It's no accident. The Lord speaks to us through that way too, and just shows us directly. Praise God. It's a powerful thing, knowing that God is so real and interactive in your life. Praise the Lord that He talks to us and tells us the way to go right or left. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore that hear Him not, because you are not of God. He says if you're not hearing Him, you're not of Him. Your mind's not on Him. You're not believing in Him. You're not thinking about Him, trying to live for Him. Not listening to anyone that's talking about the Lord, trying to help you. He says that you don't hear Him because you're not of Him. But if you're of God, praise the Lord, He says you hear His words, you hear His voice. Some only love Jesus with their lips, but their heart is far from Him. And so they may be thinking that they're, you know, so maybe why you're not hearing the Holy Spirit talk to you. That we, saying that we love the Lord. It's easy to say, I love the Lord and I believe in Jesus. But what does your actions, do they follow up on that? Are you just sitting down, a sit-down Christian that proclaims Him now and again in the conversation when it comes up? Or you're active in the Holy Spirit? This time is running out. You know how quick every day goes by? How fast the sun just goes around this earth and it's night again? And then the next day comes? It was just last week. It was just last month. It was just last year. It's quick. Our time is running out. And we have so much to do for the Lord. We have so much room to grow. You know, my grandmother lived 90 years old and still grew in the Lord. There's never an end to it. But if you've been stalled out for a long time, then elements are upon you, most likely, and there's trouble and turmoil in your life, and maybe losing sleep, or things are happening to you right and left as if you think that there's bad luck upon you. But when we're not living for the Lord, we're open to all these elements of the world to come and attack us. The devil is real. His demons are real. His demons are there to try to attack you, to trip you up, because they want your soul. They want in the end for you not to go to heaven. They want you to be destroyed just like they're going to be. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. That was active in my life. There was a time that I had no job. And it was a period of time I exhausted going places, trying to find every avenue I could and couldn't get a job. And I was past the time where time was running out. I was past the deadline when we got to act now. That already passed through and still no job. And these days now, a lot of people are feeling that. But I had the Holy Spirit, it just gave me that confidence. And I was led by the Holy Spirit. And I got in my car, and I drove, and I said outwardly, openly, I said, the Lord has taken me to my new job. I was driving to my new job. I put applications in everywhere, but I knew the Lord was taking me. And sure enough, right at the very place I stopped at, oh yeah, he said they're hiring. Boom, I got a job. It might not have been the job of a career, but it got the ball rolling. It got bills being paid, got me active out there. You know what it did? It led into another job, and that one led into another. And see how we look back on time, just how the Lord has used things and walked us through to where we are now. But it all started with that faith of me just saying that I'm just going to go and let the Lord lead me. And that's what he says in Isaiah 30:21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left. Praise Jesus. An act of God in your life. How wonderful is that? I know that going through turmoil or trouble, or just, you know, sickness and family members, and not just maybe even of yourself, but these things weigh us down. But there's a God to turn to and to give that to. He says that I'll take your burden. Praise the Lord. And he'll give you comfort when you say, Lord, this is too much for me. I can't take it. And you pray specific prayers. Pray for that person on your mind that's heavy in your heart, specifically for the Lord to heal them of what they're going through. And just talk to him. A conversation. And he hears prayers. A prayer answering God. And I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. They don't only want what they can see, neither knoweth him. But the Bible says in John 14:16, But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and ye shall abide in you. Talking about the Holy Spirit, that's what he's saying right there, the Holy Spirit living in you and abiding in you. The Comforter, the Teacher, he's your teacher, he teaches you things. He taught Paul, he taught Moses. In Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Praise the Lord. That's what he's saying. He's going to tell you. He's going to instruct you. But the Comforter, it says in John 14, it says, but the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, who whatsoever I have said unto you. This is, everything that I'm saying here is right here and straight from the Bible. Praise the Lord. That it's just wonderful that this is true. This is all true, that the Lord has that activism in your life, and he's got you on that path, praise the Lord, if we yield to him. When we find that we're getting in this train wreck and things aren't going right, it's because you've taken your mind off him. When we find that we're letting our health slide, and we're not doing things that we know that we should be doing, it's because our spirit mind is not on the Lord. Everything falls apart when our mind's not on Jesus. When we're not communicating with him, when we're not fellowshipping with him, things cannot stay together. They cannot. They may appear to go good, but there's a crash coming up ahead, and we need the Lord on our side. Praise Jesus, and he guides you. And see, when you're listening to the Holy Spirit, you know when not to go down a way. A lot of times I'll drive with instinct. When I'm planning on turning one way, but I don't, I say, well, the Lord must not want me to. Maybe there was a wreck that way, I don't know. But just listen to the Holy Spirit. He'll just guide those steps. In Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you're the son of God, you're being led by him. Allow yourself to. Yield yourself to the Lord. It just doesn't happen because you say it. You got to do it. Praise the Lord. And that quiet time is when you do it. You're getting alone with the Lord. It can be when you're taking a bath in a shower. When you go to bed, any of that, when you're driving, shut the radio off and just listen to the Lord and talk to him. Talk to him as though he's sitting right there, because he is. Talk to the Holy Spirit who's inside of you. Praise the Lord wherever you go. God is trying to tell you something all the time, okay? You know, are you going through something right now? Not really sure of how it will end up. Not sure if you will... where you'll live, or if you'll live, your fear of uncertainty, but maybe someone is causing you a lot of pain. The Holy Spirit is there for you. If you know God, if you're one of his children, he's talking to you. Take time to listen. You must set aside that quiet time. The only way that you can grow and receive the answers to your problems is to get close to the Lord and find that quiet place. Listen, cherish your Bible. Cherish it. That's God's word speaking to you. Sometimes he whispers, and sometimes he shouts, but he's always speaking. God talked to Adam in a garden. He told Noah to build the ark. You know, he spoke to Moses in a burning bush. He promised Abraham a son. Paul heard his voice on the way to Damascus. He speaks to us. Praise the Lord. Through his word, gives you that scripture. He speaks just through nature. Just look outside. Breathe it. Breathe the outside air. Listen to those birds in nature. God has proven himself to us in nature. He talks to us. Listen in Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So they are without excuse. What he's saying here is there's no excuse to say, if you've not heard someone talk about the Lord, if you've not ever seen the Bible, if all you've ever done, if never seen a soul, if all you've ever done is seen the outdoors and nature, God, what the Bible is saying here is that's enough for you to know there's a God. He said that you're without excuse, because you can just look around you and see just how nature works and how just a big explosion couldn't create that. They say atoms create motion, you know, and the explosion creates motion and things move, but it doesn't create emotion, and it doesn't have that spirit. That comes from God the Creator. No way around it. God speaks through others. He speaks through others, other believers, and he also speaks to those who don't even recognize who he is. God has spoken to me through sinners that don't live for the Lord, that probably don't believe in him, or vaguely do, but don't give any of their time to him. But there's something that he needed me to know, and he used that person to do it, and as soon as they do it, I just know there's something in me that knows that that's the Lord talking to me. Through people that they don't even realize it, that they're telling me something. And that's how he does it. He uses people without them even knowing it, and he uses believers all day long. He speaks to us through music. Think of when you listen to music and it's just praise music, and you just start feeling that Holy Spirit come upon you. You're raising up your hands, and you're just hearing those words, and they're touching you because it's your life too. And he speaks to you through music, through the Holy Spirit that lives in you, through prayer. Lord talks to us in prayer. He answers prayer. Proof of it. And through creation, if creation isn't enough, just look at your eye in a mirror. Look at the human eye and every little fiber in it. Amazing. God talks to us through dreams. Many times, he's just given me, showed me, and sometimes, and maybe a demon in somebody, and lets me know through a dream or something that's going on that I've been struggling with, and gives me the answers there, or for what's about to happen. The Lord does it. He does it through visions. So a vision is when he showed me a vision, and it's different. See, the thing is what I'm telling you about me on how he shows me a vision. But listen, to love the Lord and to serve him, there's no cookie cutter. We're not all the same. We're all different. And the God, he talks to us all differently. He talks to you the way that he knows you're going to understand. And the way that, to me, the way he knows I'm going to understand. When he gives visions, though, he just shows me something as if it's transparent. You see it right there. And it's just like it was just placed. But you're not thinking it's a solid object, but you see through it, but you know the Lord is showing you. Praise the Lord, the miracles. Just go on YouTube or into a church and listen long enough and look for miracles. And I bet you're going to find them. And God speaks to us through miracles. He encourages and re-encourages us. So listen, meditate with the Lord. Grow your relationship with him. A relationship thrives when you spend time together. Ask the Lord to reveal to you anything that is hindering your relationship with him, and then obey it when he tells you. Ask God to give you ears to hear, and he will, because he's talking to you. He wants you to hear him. And when you pray, God will hear, and He will answer your prayers with a yes, a no, or a wait. His timing. It's all His timing because it's what is best for you. We learn to recognize God's voice well. He says, "My sheep hear my voice." Stay as close as possible to the shepherd, as you always know that if He is one, He is the one that voice that's talking to you, the one you can hear. Praise the Lord. And we there's these distractions out here, but I'm telling you, the more you listen for Him and the more you acknowledge Him, the more you're going to hear Him, and you're going to know it's Him. He's going to talk to you all the time. It's wonderful how He does it. Listen, those out there that talk to the Lord and hear Him, and they know what I'm talking about, they're saying, "Amen," preaching to the choir. But if you haven't, it's so real, and it's so powerful, and it's so wonderful. It's that guiding spirit that we all need. It's that lighthouse within us, telling us which way to the right or to the left. Read your Bible, study it, and learn God's ways. Meditate on Scripture. Make yourself available to God through prayer. Worship the Lord. Be still in His presence. Invest in your relationship with the Heavenly Father. Be attentive to the ways God is leading you as a member of a local church. And heed the godly counsel, trustworthy fellowship believers. As you do, you will learn to recognize God's voice. So if you want to hear God's voice, then spend time with Him. The more you're with Him, the better you will hear His voice. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, your ears, for they hear. So if you seek God and half-heartedly, in an inconsistent manner, you cannot expect to hear Him speaking at the deepest levels. You'll just hear surface. But if you will discipline yourself to concentrate on the Lord, and if you're diligently obeying everything He says, then you will be prepared to experience God at an increasingly profound and personal level. God invites you to go deeper in your relationship with Him. "And ye shall seek me and find me, and when ye search for me with all your heart." He says, "You seek for me and you're going to find me." You want to hear Him, you're going to hear Him. He's telling you people that you need to see, who to pray for, scriptures He wants you to read. He gives you the right words to say at the right time to someone whose life that is going as everything is going wrong in. A message for someone else. Now, I've done it. And when I do it with confidence, knowing I have the word of God. That when they hear the Lord, that when the Lord tells me to tell them something, I approach them. You know, and I tell them, "Look, you know, I have something that the Lord told me that I believe that He wants you to hear." And then when I say it, the look of surprise in their eyes, because when you know that it's the Lord, they're going to receive it. They're not going to reject it, because there's no way around it. Because it came from the Lord, and He knows. He gives you the words to say. "So whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge to the Father in heaven. And whoever disowns me, I will disown to the Father." Talk about the Lord. Testify about Him. Tell others what He's done in your life. He's real. He's talking to you. He wants you to be right where He wants you to be. Praise God. And if we yield to Him, we're going to find out that precious, that Heavenly Spirit is so loving and so guiding and so comforting. People can let us down in this life, those that we love the most, but He never will. You can always turn to Jesus. You can always call on Him, and He's always going to be there for you. So listen to yourself. God is telling you something. Praise Jesus. Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. I pray right now, Lord, that everyone that received this message today, Lord, that their life is enhanced by it, in Jesus' name. That to begin, Lord, a new path, a new chapter, following you, Lord. Stepping up, Lord, not being a sit-down Christian. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I thank you all for listening. encourage you to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.